Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's my pleasure to be back with you, is to be able to hang out with you and share some ideas and introduce you to some really smart people like our good friend Brett Wilder, who's back on the show. Brett is the, as you know, is the author of The Quiet Millionaire, A Guide for Accumulating and Keeping Wealth. Brett is a fee-only financial planner, as opposed to one who takes commission. He's the president of chief executive officer of the financial, and chief executive officer, I should say, of the financial management group. And he's here back with us to talk to us more about financial planning. Brett, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
You've been doing a lot of television lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I just got back from New York. I was there a week, and that's kind of fun to do the television. But really, I do like the radio interviews.
You know, I'll tell you, I've done radio a lot, of course, and I've done some television. I'm going to be doing more television. But you know what? Radio is more fun.
It is. There's more flexibility, and actually, you can really give more information out in a radio interview than you can on a television, because they're too short and too promotional, so to speak.
Well, and see, I can wear my little propeller cap, and you can wear your bunny slippers, and nobody knows it.
That's right.
Anyway, it's good to have you back. Congratulations. I know your book's doing well, and let's talk a little bit more. The last time you and I visited, I said something probably like, you know, there's financial planning for small business owners, and then there's financial planning for everybody else. I think I probably said something like, we're in our own category, because we've got this black hole of a cash. We've got this cash black hole that is our business. There's always some place to put the money. Whatever cash we might have, whatever nickel and dime we might come up with, our business is always ready to suck that money into it, into this black hole. Sometimes it returns on the investment, sometimes it doesn't. Whereas even though families have situations like that, I still think it's easier for employees to do financial planning than it is for a small business owner, especially in the early years when the company is just getting off the ground. It needs new stuff. It needs new, it needs to buy things that it's never owned before. What do you think?
Well, I think, again, just to refresh, I mentioned in the book the whole chapter on entrepreneurship and small business ownership goes through the four stages of a business: the wonder, blunder, thunder, and plunder. And the first two stages are very challenging, because according to the Small Business Administration, 50% of all businesses fail within the first year, and within the first 5 years, 95% of all businesses, new businesses, fail. And then that remaining 5%, only 30% of those reach the next generation, and then only 10% of that gets to the third generation.
It's tough out there, no question about it.
But now, that being said, there's a reason why there's such a high mortality rate in businesses, and the key here is to do the planning. A business plan that's written out and well thought out is going to be a saving factor through all the stages of a business. And it's better to fail on paper than it is in reality.
Well, another thing, though, that's business owners do have some advantages over someone who's an employee. And that is, for example, part of my financial plan is the acquiring of the buildings of real estate that my business is associated with.
And but sometimes that's a great opportunity when it is available. It's not always available.
It's not always available. But for most, I'm going to say, for most small businesses, not in downtown New York City or maybe downtown Chicago or Atlanta, but for most small businesses, at some point in time, you can set about acquiring the real estate that you have. And the beautiful part, and I know you've seen this many times, Brett, the beautiful part about this is your company can pay you rent, not only to make the payment and pay off the property that you will own personally, but it could actually be a cash flow positive transaction.
Yes, that's a great scenario. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so that's one of the bright spots of being a financial planning for small business owners, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What are some others?
Well, I think that, again, if you love what you do, in other words, if you open your business with a service or a product that you really believe in and you love what you do, that's a tremendous advantage to be able to go to work every day and do something that you love to do. You're helping people and you're getting paid for it. It's a wonderful combination.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the nice thing about entrepreneurs, and I just love working with the small business, the entrepreneurs, because they very often have that passion, and they need it sometimes to be channeled in the right way. And that's where I feel that we can be helpful to a lot of business owners, is to channel their enthusiasm mm-hmm. and their passion to make sure they focus on the things that really need to be done.
Well, one thing that they really we do need help on, there does come a time when the business is doing better and the business can actually, it actually has the ability to put money in two pots. It can put the money over here to run the business and to keep it healthy, and then there's extra left over that can be used for the long-term financial planning of the owner. In addition, besides the value of the business, folks, that's a whole different thing. And but what happens though, at the point that starts happening, Brett, that's when small business owners need help from people like you to show them, you know what, this is more important. By setting up a 401k, setting up a pension plan for yourself and for your employees, at this point in time, the company is doing okay. You need to put this money over in this financial plan.
Well, that's true. But again, the other thing to keep in mind, business owners need to keep in mind, is that the engine that drives all the...
Go ahead.
Okay, the engine that drives all of this is the business, and that's really where they need to focus.
And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about this with Brett Wilder. He's the author of The Quiet Millionaire. He wants you to be quiet about it, folks. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out and use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. If you're a small business owner or want to be, you got to know about these two sites. They'll help you, I promise. And we're visiting with our good friend Brett Wilder. He's a financial planner, a fee-only financial planner. That means he takes a fee for his services, not commission. And he's the author of The Quiet Millionaire. Brett, tell us where your book's available.
The easiest way to get the book and to know more about it and some helpful worksheets for anyone to gather information is quietmillionaire.com. There's a lot of good stuff
right
on there.
So check that out. And, you know, you were talking about entrepreneurs a minute ago, Brett, but you're an entrepreneur because you've been a fee-only planner for decades, and you were a fee-only planner when nobody knew what a fee-only planner was. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that fee-only is a you know, it's you guys are a group under yourself because you don't take commissions, and so I'm putting you in the entrepreneur category, even though maybe a lot of people don't think of that. But talk to us about some of the other steps that we need to be thinking about as small business owners to make sure we've got that we're going to take care of our business. I'm not worried about small business owners taking care of their business. What I'm worried about very much, Brett, is that they take care of their business so much, and it takes care of them for a long time, but then how many times have you seen businesses when just about the time the company's ready to retire, the business has kind of gotten stale and it's run its course, and nobody wants it. And this asset that the owner thought was going to take care of them in their retirement now doesn't exist anymore.
Well, I think that can be avoided, and the reason it does reach that point that you just mentioned is too often the business owner really operates the business from through all these stages and gets to the final stage. And too often the epitaph is for the business owner, I buried my business with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because they did not do the planning in that last stage, what I call the plunder stage, which is a good way. But there's really, you know, exit strategies that you've got to think about. And you got to think in terms of, well, how am I going to get out of this? And you've got to plan that accordingly. And either you're going to sell it to somebody, whether it be the succession is going to be with family, or whether it's going to be with other partners in the business, or whether it's going to be with employees. The least desirable is just to let it die and liquidate it, and sometimes on a fire sale basis you get nothing. And all of this hard work and these good things that have been done, it's because of poor planning.
How do you get around that? How do you talk to us about some of the other things we can do besides focusing on the business and financial planning?
Well, the business is the driving engine, and the other thing is if a business owner hires good people, that enables them to work on the business as opposed to always working in the business, and to have a big picture of how you're going to, what's the vision for the business. If you're just bogged down day in and day out working in the business, you lose your enthusiasm, you lose your awareness of new things that are going on, and you really need to get to be a visionary for your business and to see how it's going to continue on and be the good thing that it was intended to be.
Well, what do you recommend for small business owners with regard to 401ks, pension plans? What do you recommend?
Well, I think it's important that as part of a good program to keep good employees as well as to reward yourself and to complement things beyond owning the business, it's important that you have a comprehensive program for employee benefits, whether it be retirement plans or whether it be disability, health. These are all very expensive issues for the company, and it needs to be paid attention to. It shouldn't just be hit and miss, and it needs to be looked at continuously. And it should be done on a comprehensive basis.
But there are things that you can do for the owners. I mean, you can provide for your employees, but there are some things that business owners have available to them where they can actually, and I don't mean this word in a bad way, but they can actually discriminate, can't they?
Yes, and why not? I mean, you've taken the risk. You need to reward yourself, and it's okay. If you're being fair to your employees and you're giving them good benefits, you have a right, you've earned the right to put more aside for yourself, because when you leave that business, you need that pot to keep you going through your retirement when you're not working, and you're entitled to do this.
Right.
And there are ways definitely to discriminate, and again, like you mentioned, we mean this in a good way, to discriminate to where you're going to be rewarded for all your hard work.
Now we can find out more about you and your fee only plan, your fee only company at whitemillionaire.com.
Yes, and it has the access to the book through Amazon, through the website. Yes.
And if somebody wants you to help them find a fee only planner near them, they'd like to see the guy or the lady face to face. You'll help them with that, won't you?
Absolutely, be glad.
I told you he would, folks. I knew he would. Brett Wilder, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Brett, for being here. Good job today. The book is called The Quiet Millionaire. Check it out. It's a serious book for serious people like you. 29 After. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.